Hi all, it's Jack, and it's Super Bowl Sunday, and some of you are not going to be watching the game. I know that's a shock to many, but quite a few people could care less about it. Personally, I'm not a fan of the Giants, and I hate the Patriots. I don't dislike the Giants, but I dislike the Patriots enough to root for the Giants. And in a very short time, I'm going to go head over to a Super Bowl party and hang out. In the interim, I thought I would leave you with a few thoughts about this and that. So, let's start with I'm working on a project that actually helps pay the bills, and it's making me a little bit crazy, and I think that I'm overthinking things, and that I'm a little tense and wound up about it, which is part of why I'm going to the game, because I need to just relax. But I've written a bunch of things for this project, and every time I look at it, I hate it. And I think that it's applicable to blogging. The difference between work and blogging for me is I'm much more concerned about the quality of my work. I want it to hit a certain mark every time. Blogging, I want to do well. I want the quality level to be high, but I'm just less concerned because it doesn't have to be perfect. That's not required here. And one of the things I think people need to remember when they're blogging, and I talk to my kids about this, especially my son who's in fifth grade and writing essays, is don't overcomplicate things. When you're telling a story, it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. That's it. A beginning, a middle, and an end. And all you need to do is, throw in some additional details here and there, and it starts to take shape and starts to have a form and starts to be interesting and exciting. Now, there are a lot of books out there and classes that you can take that'll teach you in more detail how to write more effectively and be more interesting. But I think that it's worth mentioning again. Don't overcomplicate it. Yeah, there needs to be some sort of hook. And you want there to be some sort of conflict, because if there's not a conflict, it has less attention. There's a reason why people like to watch train wrecks, and why shows like Jersey Shore keep doing well. We can complain all we want and talk about the dumbing down of America, but the truth of the matter is that bad news and train wrecks, it's just one of those things that attracts more attention. What else? What else? What else? So, based upon the limited response I've received so far, many of you like Bonanza as sort of an opening theme for this. So I could do my, bum dum 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 dum, except I feel kind of goofy doing it. So I may start doing it, I may not. Maybe I'll sing a song for somebody else. Actually, a few of you have heard me sing. Actually, only really one of you, but that's a different. So, 3168 is all I have to say to that. So now that I've given out the secret code, and I've shared some of the struggle I'm experiencing right now, work related, here's a couple other things. One, my story at the welovejack.wordpress.com. That's not the perfect URL, but it's in my blog. It's coming along. I think I've got something. I'm sort of excited about it. Jens gave me a tip for a program called Scrivener, which I think is pretty cool, and it looks like it's going to help me organize my thoughts more efficiently and effectively. And I really need to learn how to use that, because it looks like it's a very cool tool, but a tool is only as good as its user. And the last thing I'll share with you is I came across a website called deerphotograph.com, which I think is pretty darn cool. So, if you like stuff like Post Secret, deerphotograph.com is pretty, it's neat. That's all I've got for you. So if you're not watching the Super Bowl, feel free to dig into the blog. There's lots of material here. And if you are watching the Super Bowl and you're listening to this later, well, hopefully we'll celebrate together. The Patriots lose. I hope they lose big. I hope Brady throws three interceptions and that Belichick guys run out of town, because there is no freaking tuck rule. It was a fumble, damn it. We were robbed. All right. I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that. And I will see you around cyberspace.